escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm going to be honest, the last hour of bumper music has not sucked. Not that it ever does, but we went with a country theme for the last 60 minutes, and I kind of enjoyed it. Yes. Lovely. Okay. Going to Germany, near Berlin, German police say a motorist has been clocked driving at more than 199 miles per hour on the Autobahn west of Berlin.
Wow.
320 kilometers. It was a record high, well over the speed limit of 124 miles per hour. The speedster, who was not identified, was caught while racing along the A2 highway near Berg. On July 28th, he was fined $1,000. Stripped of 2 points from his driver's license and banned from driving for 3 months.
Two whole points?
Mm-hmm. 2 points.
A $1,000 fine for driving 200 miles per hour.
The speed limit was 124.
So that's 75
check that, check
over.
It, check that, check that. 124, he was driving 124 miles over the speed limit.
Oh, so it was like a 75.
Now, normally, I've never been to Germany, but if I had been, there didn't used to be a speed limit on the Autobahn.
I think in certain parts of the Autobahn there aren't, but in other sections there are. And in the section he was driving in specifically, that happened to have a registered speed limit of 75.
120 kilometers per hour, yes.
You know, ignorance is no excuse to break the law, but I would have been like, I just thought you could do whatever you wanted here.
Well.
Police love it when you say that.
They do.
There's no rules.
I just thought you could do whatever you wanted. That temp tag? What temp tag?
We're keeping an eye on the events going on in Georgia, in eastern Georgia, where there was a mass shooting today at Fort Stewart. I believe, if I remember correctly, I heard on the news today, the largest military base east of the Mississippi River.
Wow.
Now, west of the Mississippi, that would without question be Fort Hood. And Fort Hood, I believe, is the largest military base in the free world. But Fort Stewart is a large military base. There is a suspect in custody. He is a sergeant from that base.
Yeah.
And the five people who were shot, all of whom are in stable condition and will survive, thank God, were in his unit.
We know that he used his own personal weapon. This was not a military issue weapon. And he had no prior infractions to speak of in the Army. They asked the general. And he said that clean record to his knowledge. He did have a DUI
recently
that was unbeknownst up until today's events, unbeknownst to the Army.
Had never served in combat, 28 years old. So it's highly unlikely this is PTSD related.
In fact, he shot his coworkers. Now, for those of you who missed the news conference, you're saying, well, yeah, everyone on base is a coworker. He shot in his place where he works. Whatever building it was, whatever job he has, he shot five mm-hmm. that he works with, and it was fellow workers in that area that tackled him and subdued him so that the military police could come in and do what they do. And so, you know, we were talking about this earlier. Is this not a unique case, albeit unique, of workplace violence?
Yeah, yes.
He didn't randomly roam around base.
No.
Shooting random people. The
general
made
PX.
That pretty clear that no. He shot five of his co-workers, and that was the word he used. Mm-hmm. The general used that word.
Co-workers, that's right. Back to Prairie Village. We spent a little time there yesterday. Another story today regarding Prairie Village. Could posting more warning signs around town help quell neighbors' frustrations with the noise from seemingly constant nearby construction projects? That's what Prairie Village City Council members are hoping for, at least. On Monday night, at the request of fed-up homeowners, the council considered an ordinance that would have limited the hours that construction work could take place on weekdays in the city and banned such work on weekends and federal holidays altogether. But instead of approving those restrictions, officials settled on a different path for now. The allowable hours for construction work to take place will stay the same, but the city council would like to require all construction sites to post a sign with a phone number on it that residents can call to file complaints about work happening on that site.
Tell me you're going to solve a problem without doing anything. That's what they've done here. We're going to do something. It's going to solve nothing.
It is unclear what additional action the city council would need to take to add more signs at construction sites.
Okay, there's going to be six signs on every block,
so the
Scott.
Number is just of the construction company?
Presumably, yes.
Okay, so the person's going to call the construction company and be like, what's wrong? Oh, where are you at? Click.
Oh, you're thinking somebody's actually going to answer.
And if they do, it's just going to be an immediate FU button.
What? I'm telling you, I feel so bad for the people who have lived there for 20 years, 30 years, even 10 years, and have no intention of doing anything but normal updating to their properties. I want to be clear. The properties that are being knocked down, the old, charming, lovely Cape Cods and ranches, are not being knocked down by people who own those homes and then want to improve those homes. They're being knocked down by developers.
That is correct.
Who come in and buy one, and then they turn around and buy two, and then they've got three, and then you look up and your cute little Cape Cod right there, and you have six construction sites within 200 feet of your property.
Let me assure you, the people who are knocking down these homes and building bigger and better McMansions on top of it don't even live inside the city limits.
A lot of them don't.
Of Prairie Village.
You are correct.
I would almost bet my next paycheck on that.
Are you eating chips in there, Logan?
Hey, can you dig into the bag?
Hey, that's on me.
With more loudly?
I'll own that one.
It sounds like a construction site in Prairie Village.
Hey, Dana, why don't you do your best Logan impersonation?
All right. Just gonna...
Very tasty.
I apologize for the ASMR.
No,
listeners.
It's fine. It's fine.
Look, we talked about this yesterday. I've been over at Carrie's house when there is one going on behind her, one going on to the left, one going on to the right. Her house shakes when they are digging the foundation. And then you look over one day and there is a gigantic monstrosity next to your darling little Cape Cod over by the Village Shops.
Well, we talked to Carrie last night. There are eight homes that surround her in each direction,
yep.
Right? Northeast, northwest, you know, southeast, southwest, east, west, north. Of the eight homes that surround her, four have been torn down and rebuilt, and a fifth is currently under construction.
Yes. And
five out of eight.
Scott, why can't the city make the developers stagger their projects? One of the developers that we talked to a resident yesterday, one of the developers came in, bought the house next to her, then bought one three doors down, then bought one across. It's the same guy.
Yep.
Why can't you say to that guy, Bob, if you don't mind, these clearly are not your homes that you are going to be living in. You just bought three, a handful of doors down from one another. We will give you a permit to knock this down and start over, one this year, And then you can come back and we will offer you a permit in 2026. And you can do that one over there. And then in 27, you can do this one over here. And the city said, as a property owner, even if you're not really, really going to, I mean, you're the owner, but they can't trample on your rights as an owner. Well, what about the rights of the neighbors?
Let me ask you this. And I just thought of this. In some weird roundabout way, as much as we complain about it, the people in Prairie Village, the homeowners who have no intention of either selling their house or tearing down their house and building some McMansion on the property, should these developers in some way be applauded? And hear me out. How many times have we heard people complain about suburban sprawl? Yep. That the city just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and yep. bigger. And because this whole part of town, you know, looking
there's not out, a lot of dirt left to buy.
Looking out our window, if there's dirt available, it's a public park.
Yep.
So it's not available. So then drive down 69. Well, don't do it because you'll get lost in the construction. But you know how far they've developed down 69 Highway.
Yes.
How far they're developing out west on Shawnee Mission Parkway. How far east they're going out. You know, around Lee's Summit and Blue Springs, how far north they're now building. We have suburban sprawl in Kansas City. These people are literally rebuilding inside yes. the city. Should they be applauded?
One could also say they are also pricing 98% of the population out of that town.
But 2% can afford it.
They are raising the property taxes for the elderly residents over there who have lived in that little Cape Cod forever. I've said this before. I could not repurchase right now the home that we lived in when Jack was born in Prairie Village. I bet you it's $1 million.
During the break, give me the address and we'll look it up on Zillow.
I will look it up, actually.
Look it up right now.
We bought that thing for peanuts.
Yep.
I think let me think about it. I think it was like maybe $120,000, Scott. And this was 25 years ago.
Fair. And Prairie Village, while a very cute little town.
It was in demand back then, but nothing like, it was here.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. Dave, we got a bunch of Daves on. We'll get with all of you guys in just a moment. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025, and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So yesterday we were talking about Prairie Village and all the tear down and rebuild homes that are going on in Prairie Village. And Prairie Village doesn't have the market cornered. This is going on all over town, but Prairie Village, as we mentioned yesterday, is kind of like ground zero for the tear down and rebuilds. So what we were unaware of yesterday during our discussion was that there was a city council meeting on Monday night, and a number of fed-up homeowners showed up. They wanted the city council to limit the hours of construction work to certain hours during weekdays, and then absolutely banning home construction work on weekends and federal holidays. The city council said, you know, that's a great idea, but we're going to take a pass. And what we're going to do is require these construction companies to post a sign in the yard that clearly demonstrates a phone number that
you
can call.
So if your house catches fire,
which happened to one couple,
then you know who to call.
So actually, if you have a complaint about the noise, you can call this number. It's going to be the construction company. Chances are, I would bet $1,000 that nobody answers that call. It goes straight to a voicemail. And please leave your name and number and message and concerns, and we'll get back to you. And they'll never get back to you. But let's be honest about why they're not limiting the hours of construction, and they're not limiting the construction, and it has to do with tax revenue. That's all this is about. It's not the beautification of a neighborhood. Prairie Village is already a beautiful little hamlet. This is about money. This is about tax revenue. And what's going to end up happening is that you, Dana, own a $450,000 house in Prairie Village. I know that's probably on the low side. Somebody builds a $1.7 million home right next to you. Your $450,000 house is now worth $750,000.
You know, I'll tell you this, because, you know, we just moved. We looked in Prairie Village. I love that town. I mean, I love that town.
However,
but if you are not looking right along State Line Road, you know, you're looking at 500 grand, 700 grand, 800 grand. And I mean, if you're looking around Rowan Knoll, which would be, you know, 10 minutes to work for me, 8 minutes. We really did look. There was nothing that fit what we were kind of looking for at the time. The houses are 6, 7, 8 times what they were when we first moved there.
Look up your old address. Don't give it on the air.
Okay.
But just look up Zillow.com and check your old address and see what that house is worth. While we talk to Dave in Prairie Village. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Hi. Love your show. Listen whenever I can.
Thank you. Thank you.
And so I, long story, but I grew up in Prairie Village. My parents passed away, and I had an empty house sitting in Prairie Village, so I moved back into my old house, which I never thought would happen. And I'm 67 now, and I don't make a ton of money, and the property taxes have just gotten ridiculous. So I've got an offer right now from one of those companies that tears down the houses, because it really was my house. I mean, it was built in 1948. They built all those for the service people coming back from World War II.
Yes.
And and in my neighborhood, a few of them, but a couple blocks over, there's a ton of them. And my house is probably worth $360,000. Across the street, two doors down, they built a brand new one and sold it for $1.2 million.
Yeah, the knockdowns are all 1.1, 2 and higher, Dave. Yeah. I understand why you would say take it.
Well, and I don't want to move. You just talked about how wonderful Prairie Village is. And I hate to, you know, people joke and call it Perfect Village. It is Perfect Village.
It's pretty nice.
And I love it there. It's nice. I don't have to really worry much about crime. You know, I can go for a walk late at night, whatever. But the property taxes are killing us, us little people. And I'm a little guy, and I'm 67, and I don't make that much money. I'm actually trying to find more work instead of cut back on work.
But let me ask you two things. Number one, is the offer so good you can't turn it down?
It's very fair. It's not one that I can turn down, but it's the fairest offer I've had. You know, living here, I'm constantly barraged with phone calls, postcards.
Oh,
Dave, sell your house? You want to sell your house?
Do you get texts? Do you get just random texts all the time because people looked you up on the tax rolls or whatever?
I think so. Not so much. It's usually phone calls, and it's usually somebody that they're like they want to rehab the house, and I tell them immediately, I'll consider selling my house, but it's not a rehab. My house has structural damage. It's a teardown, and I know what they're going to do. They're going to build it straight up because right. the lots are small.
But Dave, you also said this was your parents' house. This was the house that you grew up in, and then sadly your parents passed, and you ended up moving back into your childhood home.
Which I never thought I would.
Right, but wouldn't that just break your heart to see your parents' home torn down so somebody can live in a $1.3 million McMansion?
Yes, and the truth is, my hope was that I would pass away in that house. I mean, to be honest with you, and then it would be torn down. I know that.
Hey, I'll tell you this, Dave. All those developers are driving by every day hoping they see that pink oxygen canister sign on your door.
Well, I got a bad knee, so I'm halfway there.
Damn, Dave's still kicking. We'll try again next week.
Oh, darn it, his garage door just opened. Well, that's not good.
So, right? He's still alive. Son of a biscuit. How many homes around you? There would be eight homes theoretically around you. Of those eight homes in every corner, every direction, how many of them are tear down and rebuilt?
There's really, in my little space, only two, but there's some up the street. One interesting thing, a guy, and obviously this guy had a lot of money, he bought a house two doors down while he was tearing down another house, turned around, flipped that house, made some money, and then has a brand new house about a block away.
But then stayed in the neighborhood. He stayed in the neighborhood.
So we found one.
He stayed in the neighborhood.
There's one.
To give you an idea where I live between Prairie School and Prairie Village Shopping Center.
I know right where you are.
You know, I'm sure you both do. And they're just, especially a block over and two blocks over, they're really tearing down a lot of those houses.
Dave, there are going to be three or four teardowns directly across from the elementary school. That carpool line is going to be a nightmare.
And I want to mention the noise. So I work a lot afternoons, evenings. I like to try to sleep in. And when the construction is going on, it's impossible.
Well, you're going to have to get your pen and paper out so you can write down the number to call with your complaint.
Hold on. I'm driving.
No, I don't have it. No, they're going to post it on a sign on the property. I don't have the number.
That cute little house, and Scott, it was 1,400 square feet.
Are you talking about your old house?
1,400 square feet.
Okay.
Damp basement. Okay.
Needed work, some TLC.
You know, it looked pretty cute inside.
But the basement was damp.
None of those basements are
dry.
Dry, right?
All right, so you bought it for roughly?
I think it was $115,000.
Years ago.
Yeah. I want to tell you, three bedroom.
There
is no king bed going in any of those bedrooms. You can almost put your arms out.
Yeah.
You can touch the walls.
Just like my old house in Roland Park.
It is so small, no closets, one bathroom, and that bathroom is...
How many car garage?
3 feet by 3 feet. It's the bathroom where it goes tub, sink, toilet. Like, just you can't even stand two people in there.
How many cars in the garage?
One car garage that no SUV will fit in. Yeah. A sedan would fit in that car. One car garage. It would be $500,000. On a busy street.
$500,000 today.
$500,000 on a busy street today. Should have held on to that thing.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Park.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, from the text line, we bought our house in 2015, 4 bedrooms, 3 bath, 2,900 square feet for $205,000. It is now appraising for $500,000. The property taxes are outrageous.
Yep.
We sold our parents' home a few years ago in Prairie Village. 2 months later, it was torn down completely. 3 months later, a new kind of ugly thing was sitting there for 3 times the price. Let me just say very quickly, and then we'll get to you and then to the calls.
But it has great bones, and it is gorgeous inside.
This property tax issue, whether it's in Jackson County or in Prairie Village or in Liberty or Shawnee, if you are not happy with the property taxes that you are paying, you think it's outrageous, I can't believe it, where's all this money going? That is on you. You need to start voting people into office who will decrease the property tax mill levy. I know that these are words most people don't say in their common communications. It's all about the mill levy. If you want your property taxes to go down, the mill levy has to go down. And the only way to have that happen is get people in office who will bring it down for you. Sorry, I'm off my soapbox.
You say mill levy and I go to Macy's.
I know. But that's the
you
truth.
You say mill, I say levy. You say mill, I say levy.
But that's the truth. That's the only way for your property taxes to go down. The value of your property is not going down. It's only going up. That's just the factor of the market.
Here's the other thing.
And these cities, by the way, are rolling in cash right now.
If you said to me, would you buy your $115,000 home that you sold, would you buy that today for $500,000? Because yeah. I loved that neighborhood. The answer is no. And you know why the answer is no? Because I acknowledge my hypocrisy. Because you could not fit a mid-sized sedan in that garage, okay? Mm-hmm. The bathroom, you could not stand 2 adults in that bathroom. 1 adult and a kid in a tub is all that bathroom would, and there's nowhere to expand the footprint unless you go up. And so I get it, But I also would not want to be one of those neighbors next door to four or five of those, because I told you the soundtrack of Carrie's Neighborhood last year and beyond is beep, beep, beep on a loop. Mm-hmm. For those little, what do you call those bobcatty things backing up? It's all you hear. There's gravel everywhere. There's dust everywhere. And they put those little black tarp fence things around. Like they're
supposed to cut back on erosion.
They're 2 feet tall that go around the construction zone. Mm-hmm. What is the point of that?
It's to keep the soil during heavy rain, to keep the soil on the property.
I'm more concerned about the rocks flying onto my property. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Like the damage.
I understand. But that's, you know, when you tear up the yard and all you have is exposed soil.
Can the city make you fence it in?
What do you mean make you fence it
during
in?
During construction, could the city come out and say, you have to put a gigantic actual fence around this site?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I just feel like this is an incredible indictment against just the housing market as a whole. I mean,
it is what it is.
It is what it is, right? I mean, my wife and I bought our first house in March in Grain Valley, which is another community. It's not the same as necessarily a Prairie Village or a Liberty, but it's an area that is constantly expanding. It had 2,000 people 30 years ago, and now they're saying it could have as many as 25 or 30,000 by the time we hit 2030. The house we bought in 2016,
yep.
Zillow estimates was worth $138,000. Yep. I'm looking at Zillow right now for the house that we just bought in March. Estimated value, $300,000. Mm-hmm. I mean,
you sound like Sam. Sam used to complain about this all the time. The house, the home that we just bought. I don't remember the last year we looked it up, but we did look it up, and I wish you hadn't. It has doubled in price. We paid double what the last whatever was.
The last assessment.
And I mean, like, in a couple of years. I don't mean 20 years ago.
913-586-7798. John in Spring Hill. John, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well. Thank you.
I was just doing that because I know I work for a company that tears down a lot of the houses in Prairie Village, Mission Hills, Fairway.
Yeah, Sweet Fairway.
And you're absolutely right. They tear these things down, and then they slap up some big monstrosity, and it raises up the property tax. I'm just thanking God I don't live in the city. I bet you this year I've already tore down almost 100 houses.
100 houses?
Oh, yeah.
Where is the market the hottest for teardowns?
Right now it's Prairie Village.
Give me some others.
Mission Hills is big.
Yeah.
Fairway, where, I mean...
Anything on that Blender corridor, John?
Right there off road, Knoll, Mission, you name it. Matter of fact, I'm working on one right there on 71st and Row.
Yep.
I'm tearing one down. And in 2 days, I'll be tearing another one down someplace else.
In PV, John, one of the neighbors said to us yesterday that they have to tell you if you're within 200 feet of somebody else, the developer has to knock on the door and say, hey, we're going to be doing this. And they said they've had 4 knocks in 4 months of 200 feet or less. And so even though this is your business, you do understand if you're living in that nonstop construction zone, it would be aggravating.
Yeah, now that if I told you anything about that, I'd be lying to you, because I work for a company that gets hired out by the builders, and all the permits and everything gets sent to us. We go in, tear it down, take out all the concrete, put in a new fresh hole, and then the builders come in and do whatever they have to do. But as far as the silt fence, yes, it has to be put all the way around the perimeter, and so does the big chain link fence. The safety fence has to be put around before we even start.
All right, John. Hey, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it. George in Overland Park. Hello, George.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know that in Prairie Village, that the real estate tax bill, only 16% goes to the city.
Right.
So as far as city taxes go, it's really not a major issue. And I think half of the, you know, most people don't understand that, but they can look at their tax bill and see that. But most people will. But forgot what I was going to say.
Well, let me jump in while you think about it. You're right, but it also goes to other elected officials, people who work at the county, people who work for public schools, people who work for the library board.
It goes to other things other than the city. So if people complain to the city council about their tax bill, only a small fraction is controlled by and goes to the city. I remembered what I was going to say. I think half of the Prairie Village tax bill goes to things like fire and police.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So a lot of that is sort of a fixed cost. The other thing is, you know, these Prairie Village houses become obsolete. So they need, at some point, you've got to replace them anyway. So, you know, it's
I know.
That's the price of progress.
It is.
You know, we always have to live with construction wherever we are, and nobody wants it to happen next door to them. But, you know, eventually those houses will fall down. So,
all right, man. Hey, got you in. I'm always amazed that in America, we build a stadium, and it's good for about 30 years.
Yeah.
35 years max, and then we got to have something bigger and better and more beautiful. In every other society, you live in homes that are well over 100 years old. Yeah. Well over.
Oh, look at Europe.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. That's what I'm talking about. Without saying Europe,
these were built. All of these, and when we bought that first house in Prairie Village, we were told this. These were built tract housing for all of the returning soldiers after World War II.
Most of Northeast Johnson County was built that way.
Yep.
Roland Park, Mission, Prairie Village, Northern Old Leewood.
Oh, of course.
These were all built. For soldiers coming back from the war, you know, they're getting into civilian life.
You want to talk about the knockdown. Old Leewood started the trend first. You go anywhere up and down Lee Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Try finding something over there under 1.6.
But where?
Two?
But
because those have those acre lots, Scott.
So where are young couples getting out of college or high school and starting a family?
You don't.
Where's your starter house?
Not there. I know what you're saying.
They don't exist.
They don't exist. That's what Logan was just saying.
I'm 27 years old and just bought our first home.
How do you leave college? Well, you're right. And we used to be able to get our first job, put down a modest down payment, a few thousand dollars. And then I think our first house payment was $900 a month.
Now,
it doesn't exist right here anymore.
Now, don't freak out because you're 27 and just bought your first house. I didn't buy my first house until I was 27. But it was a $100,000 home on North Logan Street, ironically enough.
Hey, there you go.
On North Logan Street in Olathe. And what I'm getting at is the starter homes are going to be in Gardner and Edgerton and DeSoto, and they're going to be way out.
Yep, they're just going to get – they're getting further and further and further outside the metro.
So your starter home is not going to be in Roland Park or Mission. It's going to be out in – and nothing against Gardner and Edgerton – but it's going to be way out there.
Yeah.
Your commute into work is going to be 30 minutes just because all you can afford is a $200,000 house.
My commute to work every day is 45 minutes from Green Valley. And we got a nice house. Our house is a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom house. Really, really nice. And we got an incredible deal on it. But I'm driving 45 minutes to work every day.
Ask Dana what her commute is.
You don't want to know.
It's 3 minutes.
Oh, that's
you don't
nice.
Dana Wright, Logan Weber. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Let's go to Matt calling in from Lee Summit. Matt, thanks for your patience. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Scott, I would never want to disagree with you. So I thought I would throw out an alternative theory on all those houses being built at the same time versus one by one by one.
Okay.
If we were to get all these things done at the same time, then we don't have 3 straight years of construction in the same area. Don't know that that's true, but these big developers that are building all these apartments and things like that, they're stacked up in our town year after year, and they're going 6 phases and TIFs. They keep asking for the tax increment financing. So these big developers are going for it. But, you know, I think some of these smaller guys that are building these homes, you know, maybe it's just get it out of the way real quick, and then the rest of the homeowners don't have to deal with all that stuff.
Well, that's certainly a plausible scenario. I wouldn't disagree with you at all.
I don't know that the politicians think that deeply into things, but, you know, maybe.
Hey, and Matt, I was in Lee's Summit the other day, and I don't know if I'm just, I don't know, naive about commercial development, or I just haven't paid attention much of my life, which is also possible. But one of the apartment developments that's not far from here, Scott, that I absolutely love, these are like high-end condo-style apartments, mixed use with like a restaurant, shops, there's a little amphitheater. I just love it. It's around here. I was in Lee's Summit the other day, and I look up, and the identical, like identical, the signage is identical, the colors are identical, the restaurant was like similar.
Do you know what she's talking about, Matt?
It's going to be on the, I think the, west side of Lee's Summit, right as you enter.
Yes. It was right as I came in.
Yep. And so, yeah, that I can't remember the name of the development, but yeah, no, frankly, down in Columbia, they have one that's going to, that developer came up.
I didn't realize it was I don't want to say cookie cutter because it's very nice, but I've just never paid attention, but I didn't realize that someone comes up with that concept, Scott, and then they plop these mixed use things down all over.
Maybe they can put one over at the old Mission Gateway.
That would be a great idea. Don't get me started. Don't do that to me. I'm in a good mood.
Is the Mission Gateway to you like how many school districts there are in Kansas is to me?
Yes.
It's like your never-ending go-to when you need to get angry about something.
I don't agree with it. I don't understand it, but I will share something with our listeners. We have a surprise coming up that is going to be—
Did you clear this with legal?
Yes. That is going to be very funny in honor of the, 29,000th anniversary of years that—
It's been a long time.
That place has been a dump.
When was it torn down? 2006?
No. I had maybe one toddler when that thing was torn down, and maybe not even then, Scott. My children have been on this earth longer than anything has been developed at that dump site.
Did you ever eat at the Coyote Grill?
Oh, all the time. They had the best tortilla soup in town.
Yeah, they did. 913-586-7798. News is next here on Dana and Parks.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.